At his family's home in southwest Detroit, Antonio Lopez and his cousin are trying to figure out what to do with the boxes of empty tequila bottles in their garage. And no, these are not guys with an astronomical drinking problem. They're a family with a successful company. Oh, and a tile saw.
I figure with all the empty tequila bottles, we could probably make like some candle holders or some napkin holders. You know, do something creative with it.
Antonio and his father, Silverio Lopez, own Tequila Cabresto. They say about 60 restaurants in and around Detroit carry their brand of small-batch craft tequila. They also own a rim and tire shop just down the street. In total, they employ close to 10 people. Silverio emigrated from Mexico in the early 80s. He says there were many reasons for settling down and starting a business in Detroit. Antonio helped with the translation.
Venimos aquí a Detroit, Michigan, porque
the properties were cheap, the rent was cheaper, plus we had family already.
The Lopez family has come a long way. It exemplifies the kind of people Governor Snyder hopes to attract to Michigan, people with an entrepreneurial spirit who can create jobs. But some critics of the EB-5 visa program say it's a slap in the face to immigrants like Silverio Lopez, who came here with nothing. Under EB-5, foreign investors must have at least $500,000 to put into a development project that creates at least 10 jobs. In turn, that investor and his or her immediate family can all get visas to live or travel anywhere in the United States.
We're just letting somebody in simply because they have money.
David North is a senior fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies, a think tank in Washington, D.C.
You know, you can buy your way in. All you have to do is put up $500,000. That's sort of part of the system by which the elite get what they want and the rest of us get what's left.
The governor's office has touted Michigan's statewide EB-5 center as only the second of its kind in the country. But that's not accurate. A third program in South Dakota has been riddled with controversy after investors' money went missing. Some visas were never issued, and the first major development project failed miserably. But state officials say those aren't issues with the EB-5 program itself. They're problems with the people who oversaw South Dakota's program. Scott Woosley is the executive director of the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, which runs Michigan's EB-5 center.
We're well prepared to do this kind of investment, and I think that's really what differentiates us from something that, you know, happened in South Dakota.
Woosley says the state's not interested in getting into a debate about whether it's appropriate for immigrants to be able to buy their way into the U.S. He says it's a no-brainer for the state to take advantage of a program that can attract investment and talent to Michigan and create jobs. Back in southwest Detroit, Antonio Lopez says if the state really wants to boost its economy, it should focus on attracting poor immigrants like his father.
Eventually, these people don't want to work hard labor their whole lives. They want to start their own business, do something for their families. So I think the poorly educated person that comes to work the hard labor, they're actually going to work harder for their goal.
Then again, if a foreign investor wanted to put down $500,000 on tequila bottle napkin holders, Lopez says he wouldn't turn it down. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Detroit.